Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today for part two of our two-part series is Panorama Superintendent Sean Holloway.
All right. Here, just a few weeks back, the ESA bill was passed. How does that affect Panorama?
Well, you know, I think that's maybe still to be determined somewhat. You know, I think the scary part with that bill passing, you know, I think initially people say, well, you know, are you going to lose kids to a private school? And, you know, that's still to be determined. But I think the bigger question comes in, you know, state funding for public education, right? I mean, that's been traditionally low the last, you know, 5-10 years. And, you know, and now the state's devoting public dollars to private education. And so, you know, my concern would be, are we going to get a smaller slice of that pie in the future? You know, right now is where we're at, and, you know, the state supplemental aid rates at 3%. You know, we all know that inflation has caused the cost of living to go well above that. You know, so it's just always a, you know, a tough situation for school districts like Panorama to, you know, really twofold, right? You want to pay your people as much as you possibly can, but you also have to, you know, worry about the financial side and make sure that decision isn't, you know, going to cause a downward spiral in finances. And so, you know, that really becomes a push and pull there, I think.
All right. And that was kind of the next thing I was going to ask you about was your thoughts on the state supplemental aid getting to the 3% mark.
Yeah. And, you know, and actually that's a little higher than it's been in the past, right? And so, you know, I appreciate those efforts. But, you know, I think in Guthrie County, I could be misspoken here, but I believe for our county workers, they're looking at a 10 to 12% wage increase, again, just based on cost of living, right? And so, you know, in some ways, you know, I feel as a school district, you know, Panorama is a school district that typically we settle right around state supplemental aid, right? I mean, you know, if we get new money, we try to give that out into pay raises, but, you know, we're not a school that's increasing in enrollment. And so it's hard for us to go above that mark very often. But, you know, when you see what the county's doing, you know, you realize that, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, eggs have gone up more than 3%. I think, you know, electricity and heating bills have gone up more than 3%. And so it's just, again, with the inflation where it's at, it's a tough situation. And, you know, you try to do the best you can for, you know, for your employees and at the same time, make sure that, you know, you're fiscally responsible for, you know, your school district and taxpayers that way as well.
All right. And then in the House and the Senate, there's two different bills, but they kind of cover the same topic, and that's prohibiting gender ideology and sexual orientation in school curriculums. The House bill prohibits it for K through third grade, and the Senate bill does kindergarten through eighth grade. What's Panorama's policy kind of following along those lines?
You know, I would have to look at our specific policy, but, you know, I would say, you know, one goal of, you know, this is my opinion, right? One goal of a local school district should be to, you know, represent your stakeholders. You know, personally, I find it, I'm not sure where, you know, talking about gender identity in kindergarten, first, second, third grade, fourth grade, where that falls in the Iowa standards for what we should be teaching in our schools. Yeah, obviously this is a very political topic, you know, but again, my opinion is when it comes to health, teaching health, you know, sexual education, those types of topics, I think it's our job to, you know, really look at it from a physical standpoint, straight X's and O's type of thing versus, you know, getting into, you know, some of these political topics. So I would guess that, you know, or I guess what I'm suggesting is, you know, when it comes to those topics, we're going to be pretty generic, right? And quite honestly, you know, when we get into gender identity and those types of things, then, you know, I think that's, you know, that's more a family topic, you know, than it is a school topic. So at the end of the day, we're a public school and we're, you know, guided by our legislators. And, you know, this is one of those things, whether a person agrees or doesn't agree, you carry out what is in, you know, the Iowa code or Iowa law to the best of your ability.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.